Dave Roberts can hardly watch. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for!
Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio. Go crazy, LA. Amazing, amazing moment, Perloff, for the Dodgers to win the World Series because of how they did it in a decisive Game 5, being down 5-0, finding and taking advantage of Yankee errors and showing a lot of grit, a lot of urgency. And this is a Dodger team for all time. This means so much to Dodger fans to be the, you know, they're going to say 2 World Series in 5 years, but we all know what's going on. You know, this was the full season Dodgers championship. It was a sight to behold.
Yeah, it's so funny, too, because this is a team that spent a lot of money on baseball teams, and that's not the story. This is more of a resilience team. So many things went wrong this year. They had so many injuries. And the fact that they were down 5-0, we were actually on the phone doing our pre-production call, and I think all three of us, you, me, and EJ, thought, oh, this is going back to L.A. And I was already imagining the scenario. How would they deal with the pressure of losing, you know, 2 games in a row? But I think we saw last night, they dealt with the pressure. Being down 5-0 didn't seem to really take them out of it mentally. And that, to me, is really impressive. Be down 5-0, I would have already been looking ahead to Game 6.
No, instead, with a disastrous 5th inning for the New York Yankees, we'll get into all of that and the Yankees' role they played in letting the Dodgers back into this game. Because I think you're right. I think there was a world where Jack Flaherty, their starting pitcher, gets chased after 35 pitches. And maybe you're wondering, all right, maybe tonight's not our night and we'll win this thing back in Los Angeles. And the fact that the Yankees cracked the door open for the Dodgers, and not only did they take advantage of it, then the entire thing shifted after the 5th inning. Then they went to every high leverage pitcher that they had. They brought Walker Buehler back into the game to finish things out. Blake Treinen was amazing. And they put their foot on the throat of the Yankees. And the Yankees, all they could do, and listen, the Yankees eventually, you know, took the lead on a Giancarlo Stanton hit. What else is new? But the fact that they beat the Yankees in this way, and they were the more fundamentally sound team, and just saw the moment, the avenue, and took it and never looked back. The Yankees never showed that kind of urgency.
No, I mean, right, like this was the game the Yankees started to figure it out. The fact that we finally got Judge hitting, and the irony of that he had trouble in the field. One great play in the field, one obviously terrible error. But you looked like the Yankees were back.
Yep.
Right. You know, we had Judge in the middle of the lineup being a major, major presence. And listen, Maggie, I know the story is going to be the errors. But part of me wonders, well, what if we'd had this Judge all playoffs long?
Ifs and nuts were candy. And,
I know.
You know,
I just think that
ifs and buts are candy and nuts, Perloff, every day would be Christmas.
Yeah, it just felt like, whoa, this is a different team with that guy out there. But I guess at the end of the day, it's not a different team because they lost.
It's not. And again, to the victor goes the spoils. This is all about the LA Dodgers today, and they're celebrating. How long do you think they stay in New York before they head back to LA? Are they on a flight already?
The parade's Friday, I heard. So today, so tomorrow.
So you party all night in New York and then get on a plane tomorrow, probably?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to have that problem.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing moment. And, you know, feel great for the Dodgers and their fans. Feel great for Freddie Freeman when he says it's been a crazy year. We've got some Freddie Freeman sound, right? Ryan, let's play a little Freddie Freeman on his thoughts of the World Series.
This is everything. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here without the support of everybody in these shirts tonight. It's been a grind these last 3 months, but this organization, Stan, Andrew, Brandon, Doc, my teammates, my family, it's been a lot, and this is it right here. Not this, that one, that one. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
You can hear it in their voices, the emotion for Freddie Freeman. I mean, a very difficult year for him, and obviously successful year, but his young son getting diagnosed with Guillain-Barré and his family having to deal with that, him having to step away from the team for a time and them rallying around him. It's kind of storybook.
We forgot how hurt he was just 10 days ago.
I know.
He was limping around the base. You know what a key play was? Remember when he ran out that fielder's choice
Yes.
That was, to me, like, that's the kind of little play, regardless of the payroll, the Dodgers made the little plays, like a scrappy team, you know, where the Yankees were the opposite. They couldn't really execute the little plays.
Not at all. Here is Freddie Freeman on what the team's mindset was when they were down 5-0.
I think we were all saying it the first three innings, let's just get one. Just chip away. We can do this. There's a couple mistakes that happen, and when you got to capitalize. They gave us some extra outs, and we were able to do that. Mookie putting in play, hustling down the line, getting the hit. Teo, big two-run double, tied the game.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, a ridiculous amount of errors for a team that's in Game 5 of the World Series. You know, if that's April or May, maybe you chalk it up to just a bad loss, Perloff, and hey, we got to do a little more on the fundamentals. But this has actually been an issue that's plagued the Yankees for several years. And you know that saying in baseball, it says the ball will find you. And what it generally means is that if you have somebody who's a weak link or something like that, the ball will find them in the outfield, right? It will always expose your mistakes. And this is almost poetic, in a sad way for Yankee fans, I guess, but in a poetic way, that the Yankees have all this power and all these superstars and seem to have turned the tide, that it had been the Achilles heel that they've had now for seasons on top of seasons of being a bad defensive baseball team and a poor fundamentals baseball team, that's ultimately what doomed them.
Yeah, I know Smoltz said that too, that you can slug your way through bad fundamental play during the season, but you can't do it during the postseason. I'm curious. I want to see the Yankees run it back and try again. I keep trying. I know that's so stupid, but I'm like, wow. Do you really believe that if you had fully operational Aaron Judge, fully operational Giancarlo Stanton, who, by the way, was healthy, which was a big stroke of luck,
yeah,
and say you got Juan Soto back, are you sure they can't slug their way through these problems? They did get to the World Series this year.
I know, but you know what? They've been trying to slug their way through these problems for years now, and it's not worked.
Yeah, but the playoffs are really hard to predict. Are you saying that the Rangers and the Diamondbacks last year out-fundamentaled everybody? No, they got hot at the right time.
Yeah, but I think when your fundamentals are bad, again, it's going to show itself at the worst times.
Yeah.
And I think that's across sports, quite frankly. I don't think that's just a baseball thing. Mm-hmm. It's just so pronounced when it's baseball. And actually when it's football, too. But football, we can always say, oh, this was a bad call, or it was holding, or there's holding on every play, or this guy, that guy. I mean, with baseball, it's so obvious. You know, you lose focus, which I think has also been an issue with the Yankees.
Yeah.
You lose focus. You don't know what base to go to. You're not, you know, running the bases correctly. You're not executing these just routine things. And big, bad New York Yankees go down because they couldn't do the small stuff. And it's their own fault.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I can't argue against that. As I consider myself more an analytic guy, that, well, if they build a better lineup and a better pitching staff, maybe they could get through this. I mean, listen, also, too, this is not exactly, except for those three guys in the middle of the lineup, this isn't exactly a dream team around them, is it? I mean, the bottom of the lineup, is that scaring you?
No, it's not. But, you know, it's more than that, you know, and not to get into too much of the nitty gritty about this, but it's about, you know, going to a reliever instead of the guy you trust in Luke Weaver, instead of letting Tommy Canley come in and load the bases and then bring in Luke Weaver.
Yeah,
when you were going to ask him to get a six outs anyway, you know, it's
it feels like Monday
that.
Morning quarterback to me a little bit.
I don't know. I think all that stuff matters. I think it's not having a pinch hitter ready for Alex Verdugo. I think it's a lot of things that they just didn't set themselves up in a way that the Dodgers did.
They had 7 runs through the first 3 games of this series.
Yeah.
I mean...
They should have won game 1, quite frankly.
They should have won game 1, but then they went super cold in game 2 and 3. Those guys are too good, except for Stanton, to go that cold. So I'm not sure. I totally understand, and you're completely right, but I do feel like, wow, if this was like really, if Soto, Judge, and Stanton were firing on all cylinders, you could make up for the fact that you're paying for power, you're not paying for fielding.
Yeah, but then the fielding comes and rears its ugly head.
Think about it.
They should have won game 5. They won game 4.
They should have won game 1.
Excuse me, game 1.
Yeah.
And they should have won last night. So they actually, if you're saying the shoulda, woulda, coulda, they should be up 3-2 going back to L.A., but they're definitely not because they are their own worst enemy.
Right, and the Dodgers really didn't do much in game 3. They got some early runs that they churned out. That's the thing. The Dodgers could churn out runs, and these new stolen base rules really helped the Dodgers too, where the Yankees haven't been able to take advantage of that. So you're right. It's like almost like the Dodgers were like not a small ball team, but with a scrappy little little underdog with the $400 million payroll.
Yeah, that like that guy, that unknown, unsung hero, by the way, Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman.
Everybody doubted them.
Yeah. You know? And by the way, Shohei was probably the worst player on the field last night. Again, I mean, those swings were awful. God awful. I'm
Cole
not sure
got
why
him
was that
knuckle curveball in the fifth inning. I was like, "Oh, that's nasty."
And the flyouts to left field were sad. I mean, this was I don't even know. I totally disagree. Like, I would not have had him in the lineup because you knew he was an automatic out, and they still won. And Freeman was. And we forget this guy Freeman. How many games did he miss? He was legitimate. He was Kirk Gibson. Remember the Kirk Gibson narrative? That feels like a long time ago.
It was 5 days ago.
I know.
No, it was more than 5 days. What's today? Today's Thursday.
It was about 5 days ago.
It was last Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was less than a week ago. Did he go was get Kirk his... Gibson. Now he's running out, like at singles, making the Yankees pay for bad fielding errors.
Did he go to Germany and get his blood spun? Because he's not limping at all.
Cayenne pepper and water, baby.
Oh,
Aaron Rodgers delight.
Yeah, that he got from my guy, Thomas Morstead, the fountain of youth. That he got from a punter. Yeah, no, something. But Freddie Freeman, I'm telling you, he killed the Kirk Gibson narrative by running too well the rest of the series.
Yeah, he was not hurt enough.
By the way, that was the easiest MVP vote in any World Series. I mean, maybe there were more obvious, but that was, we knew Freddie Freeman. You said actually after game one, I'm like, wow, Freddie Freeman's winning the MVP of this series.
Yeah, probably should have bet on it. Although I don't think the odds were.
Yeah, the odds might have changed after he hit a grand slam to win, walk off.
855-212-4227. Happy Dodger fans. You are welcome, well, all the time, especially today. Are you still awake? Have you been up all night? Are you cheering? This is an exciting one. I'm just a little curious, and I don't want to do the East Coast bias thing. I'm a little curious, though, what's going to be the lasting memory from this. I think it's going to be Freddie Freeman. I believe he will be the lasting memory. I also think the Yankees' horrible fifth inning will also leave a mark because I've seen a lot of baseball people. I think Tim Kirkjian said it after the game, Buster Olney, a lot of smart baseball people who I trust who said this is the absolute worst inning that a team has ever had in the history of the World Series. Considering the Red Sox-Mets 86, that's saying something. That was a terrible inning for the Red Sox and continue to curse. But to say that this is the worst inning, I think that that becomes part of the story too. But again, I don't want to be East Coast bias here. This is LA's moment. EJ, what do you think?
No, this was terrible. I mean, that's my takeaway from this. Freeman, I think, is number one.
Yeah.
I think it's a tie between one of the worst meltdowns I've seen in a championship in that fifth inning and those dopey Yankee fans on game four.
Oh, we got to talk about the fans
like those
again.
The failure from the fans and then the team in game five, like they're almost like combined to me in just like Yankee futility overall.
Ruff, what do you think about the whole fan situation yesterday? So these are the two dudes who interfered with Mookie Betts. They got kicked out of the game. And because the guy's a season ticket holder, I think that probably played into it. It took the Yankees a long time to announce that they were not welcome back for last night's game.
Yeah, I 4 o'clock read the headline, MLB urges Yankees to ban fans. I'm like, how did the Yankees not know this? The Yankees did, to their credit, kick them out yesterday, right? So they know how to kick them out. Is it possible they just didn't get around to it because they were focused on other things? Like, were they... Did those guys at 4 o'clock in the afternoon think they were getting in? I wonder if the Yankees just kick them out and didn't even announce it, right? Because
no, they didn't. In fact, the guys told ESPN we're coming back tonight, and that the Yankees had no comment. So I don't know if you could say the Yankees were too busy.
Well, you say they have no comment, like they officially had no comment, or they just didn't comment.
They didn't comment. I don't know if they were reached and didn't comment, or just didn't comment. I think they were slow playing it, and yes, Major League Baseball had to get involved. And then eventually the Yankees did the right thing and gave the tickets to a young boy who has pediatric cancer. So they made a bad situation into a great day for this young man, even though he unfortunately couldn't watch his team win. But that's a memory he'll have forever. But it took a long, long, long time. As this guy is going doing barstool interviews and making the rounds and fully getting his 15 minutes of fame, turns out he's good friends with Rob Gronkowski. Yesterday was a fever dream, and the Yankees took a long time to get around to saying those guys were not welcome.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. If you were on the fence, do I hate the Yankees after that? Probably do. I mean, the Yankees are like Notre Dame football and Duke basketball. They're pretty fun to root against. I don't think this is, honestly, I don't think this is the most hateable Yankees team. I think they're more hateable Yankee teams. I'm not huge fan of A-Rod, for example.
Sure.
Beat my Phillies in the World Series. Hated that team.
Yeah.
This team, those fans I didn't like. Actually, I'm a little neutral on this team. Because I'm sorry, this is going to sound weak. I like Aaron Judge. I mean, how do you not like Aaron Judge? I like Juan Soto. I like kind of like Giancarlo Stanton. So I feel like the team itself is not hateable necessarily. But the fan base today feels pretty, pretty low.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
And no, they didn't do themselves any favors because it was like these two guys who were kind of clowns. There were a lot of people who were calling them out, but there were other people who were raising them up.
Nobody in the media was raising him up. It was a national media dunk fest on these guys.
No.
I mean, Barstool's pretty big.
Nobody
media
in the media. Yeah. Well, Barstool's made a career of going 180 degrees opposite of, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
You think there's somebody on ESPN saying, like, oh, these fans are the right thing protecting that rail. It was a 100% consensus. These guys are idiots.
Well, sometimes that's just the right.
Yeah, no, he was
that's
right.
That's the right opinion.
We all, I mean, that was obvious.
You don't have to hot take this thing.
Right. Well, Ryan points out, Barstool didn't celebrate those guys, did they?
They brought them in.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they are funny. I mean.
No, they're not funny. They're clowns.
Yeah, they're clowns. Clowns are funny.
No, well, these are just like the sad, disgusting, like drunk ones.
It felt like it was 2 degrees away from a Saturday Night Live skit, those two guys. That's why maybe I should be taking more shit. And when they grab, I didn't like when they grabbed Mookie's wrist. That was terrible. But just trying to wrestle the ball out of the glove was almost a little funny because it was so stupid. Like, what did he think was going to happen? Did he think he was going to get the call?
Well, and the other part, too, is when you find out after the fact that these two dudes have been plotting this and planning this, like, you know, in a corner diner somewhere, most likely two bar stools somewhere and Billy's and Stan's. But the two famous bars outside of New York City, Yankee Stadium. But, like, the fact that it was not even, oh, in the moment, I'm sorry, I lost my mind. I'm sorry. I got caught up in the moment. Maybe I had a little bit to drink. I wasn't myself, and something took over, and that was so out of line and out of character for me, and I'm so sorry. Instead, it was the other opposite. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. To make myself a national jackass. I've been waiting for this moment where I was going to, what they say, D him up? Dude, you don't play.
Like, by the Yankees, they might not, but they better ban them next year too, because if those guys show up on camera in that same spot,
they're going to get a standing ovation.
America is going to kill the Yankees.
Oh, do you think people have turned on them now that the Yankees lost?
Oh, if those guys are out there, first of all, remind everybody of how they lost to the Dodgers. I think that'd be a bad look. I think everybody would dunk on the Yankees if those idiots are out there again. Like, I think somebody in the baseball office would say to the Yankees, like, you cannot give them season tickets again, right? Or do you think they'll be back day one sitting there D'ing up the wall?
I don't know. Listen,
read the room, Yankees.
Lost in this really embarrassing way. I can't imagine you would want to be associated with anything that happened in those games.
Good point.
So, I mean, this was embarrassing. These guys weren't the turning point. They're not the totems. You know, it was hubris. Thinking you can get involved in the game and have no consequences. Thinking that you cannot work on your fundamentals and you're going to beat the LA Dodgers in the World Series. Hubris, or delusion. I'll give them delusion, too. Delusion that you think you're a fan that's actually going to impact the game in a positive way by doing something like that. And two, hubris delusion by the Yankees thinking, oh, let's pat ourselves on the back because we got to the World Series when you also blew it.
They also had one of the easiest roads to a World Series we've probably seen in a long time. I mean, they faced, you know, teams that just were not ready for prime time and didn't give them really much pressure, too. So I think it's going to be hard, for Yankees. Yankee fans of all fans aren't going to take moral victories. But I think it's going to be hard to really accept any kind of solace in a World Series run this time.
You know
I think,
who will? The Yankees themselves, not the fans.
Hal Steinbrenner seeing those postseason, you know, that postseason gate. The World Series gate, I'm sure he's loving that. Doesn't matter if they won the games or lost the games. The gate was there. The money is still coming. So it's all
this
good.
This is so funny to me because there's not a single other MLB team who would be discussed like this if they lost the World Series. Not one.
Oh, all those errors? You don't think so?
No. Just like just the pressure on the Yankees to win. Like, the funny thing, the Yankees haven't been here in a while. Like, if when the Phillies lost the World Series, like, it was like, nice effort, nice try. Or when the Diamondbacks lost the World Series, like, ah, what a scrappy little team. And maybe the Dodgers would get this kind of treatment, but the Yankees are just like, no matter what their team actually is, are the Yankees and the favorites, and they blew it. Like, there's like, they just are treated so differently than every other team.
Well, they went all in. They went all in this year, the Yankees. Well, you got Soto on a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Stroman was a 1-year deal that failed.
Look at the last, 25 years, how many superstars have been through there, and they never even got this far.
But they seem desperate now. They haven't really had the same type of superstars come through.
Well, yeah, but 20 years ago when the Kevin Brown era, like, there were the top guys coming through and they were blowing it.
Yeah, 855-212-4227. It's funny, yesterday, or it was 2 days ago, we asked the question, are the Dodgers winning this or did the Yankees blow it? Or were they were in the process of blowing it at the time. They've now officially blown it. I'm curious if that's the bigger takeaway. Because you don't want to be disrespectful of the Dodgers here. They won. But they were dead in the water last night, down 5-0. And granted, there's a lot of game left to be played. It's only in the fifth inning. But Gerrit Cole was dealing. He was unhittable, and if not for their Yankees' own errors and their own self-inflicted wounds, maybe they shut the door on the Dodgers last night. And then you go back to L.A., and then we talked about how the pressure would change, but all that's gone. 855-212-4227.
I have a question for you guys, and maybe it's something to take into the break. Because one of the things I kept hearing last night from the players and Dave Roberts was, people keep talking about 2020, and we don't want to say that, you know, whatever, but, like, this feels really good to do this after what people have said about our 2020 World Series. Is there any credence to this World Series giving them some credibility for winning in 2020?
Oh, does this validate 2020?
Yes.
Kind of like the idea that
like they weren't frauds. They would have maybe won in 2020, that you can't take that away from them, considering they won not that too far after that.
Yeah. Short, I mean, season. That's 100% true for the Houston Astros. I mean, they changed the narrative 100 by winning a second World Series was everything. We should ponder in the break. I think that's interesting.
855-212-4227. If you want to watch the show, hey, happy Halloween, everyone. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and we are turn up? Decked out? YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We'll get more into our Halloween and more World Series next.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Happy Halloween to everyone. If you're watching us on YouTube, Infinity Sports Radio Network YouTube channel, you're getting part of the effect, I think, Maggie.
Well, yours is definitely a more of a top-down, feet-up.
Yeah.
Yours is a full, complete costume.
Yours actually probably reads very well. Because there is no doubt, the second I saw you, like, that is a costume. You know exactly who you are. And, yeah, you kind of look like him.
Thank you. I'm dressed today as Slash from Guns N' Roses. Quite frankly, a role I was born to play.
By the way, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought you looked like Slash in any way whatsoever.
And here I am.
Yeah.
Doppelganger.
Like, I was like, who's Maggie look like? Slash was not on the list.
I mean, I don't look like one of the great guitarists of all time.
I don't
give that vibe.
Do you know how to play guitar?
I do not.
Did you bring in a guitar as a prop?
I didn't.
Well, good. If you didn't know how to play it, it wouldn't have been very effective.
I thought about bringing my kids' ukulele, but I'm like, it's not going to work. But yeah. Perloff, so I'm just a Slash from Guns N' Roses. Perloff, your costume is brilliant. You are a 1980s...
Or 90s, or really 70s. I am a football coach. I wear the classic bike short football coach shorts, which are always a little undersized.
A little.
Yeah. Should I stand up for the...
I think you should. And congratulations again on second year in a row, your costume being a clear HR violation.
It's an HR violation now. See, that's what's wrong with the society today. In 1983, the offensive line coach of the Cardinals could wear whatever he wanted, but now I can't wear football shorts.
I just feel bad for Bogus because I know he's getting it somehow today. Those shorts I've seen bathing suits bigger than them. Like, a lot of them.
Who said that yesterday? I've seen loincloths bigger than those.
Yeah.
There are leaves in the forest bigger than...
The cavemen wear more
clothes. That being said, Google pictures of coaches from the 1980s wearing shorts. I look exactly like all of them.
Yeah, you really do. It's amazing.
The styles were so much better back then.
EJ is dressed as Kendrick Lamar today.
Yes, Kendrick Lamar from the Pop Out concert in L.A. I got a microphone. I got a fake cross chain, red hat, red hoodie, all put together.
And you're ready to take out Drake at any time. And Brian Botcher's in with us today, and you are
Stitch.
Stitch.
Can you do a Stitch voice?
No.
Oh, come on.
I forgot what he sounds like.
It's adorable. Bogus just walked in. It's funny because I caught a glimpse of somebody walking by out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, who is that person? Bogus is dressed as a pinata. Bravo.
Thank you. And it's also a sports hot take pinata. There was supposed to be a wiffle ball bat here somewhere. And I was going to let somebody gently hit me and then therefore get sports takes.
A hot take would fall out of your pockets.
Here's one for you. Oh. That didn't work. Oh. There's one for you.
All right. What is that?
They're show related.
All right.
Roloff, you want to go first?
Sports. Okay. This is from Andrew Bogus, the hot take pinata. Bronny deserves to be in the NBA. Is that for? Did I say that?
No, just a general thought.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that hot take.
These are too hot. Jalen Brunson is the greatest Nick ever.
That's for EJ.
I have heard that.
This is awesome. The hot take pinata. Okay, if you want to watch the show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray. You can see us in all of our glory.
Oh, man. Now I'm stuck on the EJ. Like, Jalen Brunson really could end up being the greatest Nick of all time.
We're not going to do that today on the day when the Dodgers win the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh. I fell asleep at 5-0. They won.
We got a lot to fill you in on. There was a couple really funny things we have to get to throughout the show today. EJ, you just asked a question. I want to noodle on this for a little bit. Is watching your team lose in your home arena the worst possible experience?
Yeah, the worst thing that happened to you as a fan is watching your team lose a championship on your home court or field.
Okay, I have one I think is worse, but let's hold that off for Bogus, the human sports hot take pinata, can do an update for us.
The headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. Football season's here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Download Prize Picks, use code MNP, and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. So there was a time last night when it was 5-0 Yankees. Gerrit Cole was cruising, and a game 6 tomorrow night in L.A. looked very, very possible.
5-0 Yankees. The Dodgers have to get something here. The pitch. Mookie cues it right side of the infield. Picked up by Rizzo. He's going to have to take it himself. Nobody was covering the bag. Nobody covered it. And that is how the Dodgers break through.
And they kept going. A Freddie Freeman two-run single, then a game-tying two-run double from Teoscar Hernandez. 5 unearned runs off 2 Yankee errors and that brain fart from Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rizzo to erase that 5-0 hole. The Yankees did retake a 6-5 lead, but Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts hit sac flies top 8 for a 7-6 edge. And then Game 3 starter Walker Buehler got the save and the world title. The game was hard. The series was hard. The season was hard. But Dave Roberts has another championship.
We did go through a lot, Russ, but I'll still say that we still had the best record in all of baseball this year. And so it wasn't easy, but our guys fought and played every day the right way.
It is the Dodgers' 8th world title, number 7 since moving to L.A., and their first full season crown since 1988. The Yankee World Series drought, meanwhile, still dates back to 2009. Manager Aaron Boone thought they'd at least have another game to play.
Doesn't take away my pride of what that room means to me and what that group forged this year and what we've been through to get here. But I'm heartbroken.
Now the Juan Soto sweepstakes begin while the Dodgers parade through L.A. tomorrow. The Boston Celtics have lost for the first time this season.
Halliburton moves to his right edge of the arc, gives to Siakam, 3 to shoot, and a 3 ball right through the middle. Timeout, Boston.
That's Mark Boyle on Pacers Radio. Indy winning 135-132 in OT on that Pascal Siakam 3. He had 29 points and 11 boards. The Thunder are 4-0 after downing the Spurs 105-93. The Lakers lost in Cleveland 134-110, but Bronny did score his first points on a hoop in garbage time. And the Blazers surprised the Clippers in L.A. 106-105.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you just fist pump for Bronny?
Yes, Bronny got his basket.
Oh, gosh.
Did he get it?
Which means what?
That it's done. We can move on.
Oh, you think he goes to the G League?
Yes.
Catch the lob. You need the lob from LeBron.
It's going to be hard to. That's going to be very hard to engineer.
I thought you were going
to
say he needed a home basket. Like he did it in Cleveland. I didn't know if that
I honestly thought he could go all 82 games without scoring a basket. It was on my mind. If someone has done that in a high school season, yeah, I definitely feel for the bench warmers. That is a huge bucket. Probably the biggest basket of the year.
Wow.
In the entire NBA?
In the entire NBA.
Okay. Lamar Jackson. That's a new hot take for the pinata.
Yeah, I was gonna say, mile that away.
Aren't you guys relieved? Like, it's going to go away now. Now we don't have to talk about Bronny. He's got his basket or send him down the G League.
I don't think he's going to go away or it's going to go away.
Well, he couldn't have done that on a night where literally no one cared. Like, more. Like, probably the Yankee World Series.
For the best.
Dodger World Series. Yeah.
For the best.
No, I think it is for the best. So I agree. I think this does kind of go away. I don't know if people will even know he scored a basket. To be honest,
by the way, no idea. How perfect in a way was it that it was Cleveland, the one place where he's guaranteed to get cheered?
Yep.
The James family is like royalty there.
See, Maggie's creating a narrative out of this. We got this is now, yeah, you're getting the spirit.
They
there
gave
you
him
go.
A banner.
There you go.
They actually gave Bronny like a banner, like welcome home.
Ah, oh,
which
love
is
it.
Stupid.
Love it.
He is from Cleveland.
I mean,
it is funny. Like I watched a lot of sports last night. No, I didn't see any of this.
I watched
the officials help the Celtics close a 24-point deficit to keep the game interesting for ESPN, which was great. But I had no idea.
Your definition of a good time is really out there.
Did you guys watch that Pacers Celtics game? Was utterly bananas.
I did not watch that, but yeah. I did see a lot of Bronny, and I thought, oh yeah, Cleveland, that makes sense. They're gonna love him, and I get that. If I lived in Cleveland, I'd love Bronny too.
But that game wasn't even on TV, national TV. They picked two other games. That's funny to me. Like it kind of did get buried. Why did they make that a bigger deal? Bronny comes home? I would have been into that. No one told me.
Did they play the song, the I'm Coming Home song?
Yeah.
But he only got in because it was 134-110. You couldn't guarantee him getting in the game to come home. Bronny comes home to watch his dad play again, this time with better seats.
Are they better? I feel like I kind of want the mid-court.
Yeah, he's way down there at the end. That's a good point.
That's probably the same seat he had when LeBron was there. Right at the end of the bench?
It's like 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday in Baltimore. John Harbaugh said his QB was resting, but the official injury report says Lamar has back and knee issues. And from the NHL, the Utah Hockey Club snapping a four-game skid, 5-1 over the Flames. The Lightning got a 5-2 win in Colorado. Our good friend Ivan did have a power play goal defeat.
Such a huge fan of that guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody should have been Ivan.
We don't know what he looks like.
Or I don't even remember. I don't even remember what team he's on.
He's on the Avalanche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, Bacha, you should have been Ivan.
Well, he might be.
Yeah.
That's what Ivan could look like.
Ivan squared.
Stitch.
Could have dressed up as Ivan the Terrible, the historic figure, and somebody else could have been Ivan the Terrible, and it would have been Ivan and Ivan.
Or Ivan Terrible.
That's our worst idea than our podcast yesterday.
Terrible.
The podcast idea was a good one.
Would anyone know what Ivan the Terrible looked like? It's dawning on me. I'm not sure
just
looked like.
I don't know, like a
medieval
fur hat with a beard.
Yeah. There you go.
And I would be like, cool, you're a Viking. I don't think anyone would get it.
You get Rasputin over Ivan the Terrible.
So at some point when we're wearing these Halloween costumes today, but at some point will you promise me after the show, when we're all done, can we see what's underneath your costume, Perloff?
Yeah,
the top half.
The top, sorry, not the bottom.
I mean, yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Easy slash.
I gotta be honest, like, it's all right there for you. Yeah. I have a mini fat suit on.
I'm fascinated by this. It's great.
Oh, I can see it now from the collar of your shirt.
Oh, yeah, is it coming out? You have to be careful.
So Perloff comes in, he's like, we got to hurry this up. I am sweating. I'm like, you're in the shortest shorts available.
So, yeah, we need to do our pictures at the break. I'm just doing a little on-air production meeting here.
Okay.
Because there's an issue with the quote-unquote fat suit. Like, and my wife had a suggestion, and because it looked too wrinkly, so I had to, I wrapped it in saran wrap. So I'm basically,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Basically, you're in a what fat happened? Suit girder?
Yeah, because if you're an 80s football coach, you have to have a tummy, right?
Definitely.
Oh, I mean, you're too skinny to be a football coach? Jerk.
Google these football coaches.
I know, I'm
we've
aware.
We've seen Parcells.
Yeah, I mean, it was the entire year. Everybody looked exactly like that.
Well, if you didn't have a big belly, that means you weren't grinding enough tape. Mm-hmm. Out there being healthy, what, drinking water and eating vegetables?
Why do you think Andy Reid's running? Why do you think Andy Reid's winning all these Super Bowls? Yeah,
it's the double cheeseburgers. It's there you the go. Secret.
And those nuggies.
Oh, God. He's really... Well, we'll talk about his commercials another time. That's not for today.
I've been Andy Reid about six times on Halloween. Different versions of Andy Reid.
Yeah. So you were Andy Reid today?
No, closer to Buddy Ryan.
Yeah, I know.
855-212-4227. Okay, Bogish, thank you so much. I want to get back to EJ's question here, which is watching your team lose the title on your home turf, court, field, whatever, is that the worst experience you can have as a sports fan? I think I have one that tops it. In fact, I know I do. 855-212-4227. Maggie and Perloff. Love it. Maybe next year we'll be Ghostbusters. Maggie and Perloff, we're all dressed up today for Halloween, celebrating a Dodger win with their fans. Excited for the Dodgers. And also talking about just how this whole series played out for the New York Yankees, especially last night. That fifth inning, Perloff, kind of a microcosm of a lot of things, which is Yankees up 5-0. Two errors, another bad decision on the bases, and they spoiled what was a gem that Gerrit Cole was pitching, although he also played into it because he failed to cover first base on a roller from Mookie Betts that Anthony Rizzo was flat-footed on that allowed a run to score and the inning to continue. But again, all these things that could have gone right, the momentum, Aaron Judge hitting a home run in the first inning, Aaron Judge coming up with a really great catch only to have a really awful lapse in focus to basically botch a routine fly ball that he should have had. It was just with the good came so much bad for the Yankees, and it's all their own fault.
Yeah, I mean, you see the opposite. You mentioned the roller to first. Like Mookie, as big as a superstar as he is, plays exactly the right way. Runs out everything. Freddie Freeman runs out everything. It's funny. The two teams are mirror images of each other because they're such high payrolls and they're such big stars and MVPs all over the place. But one team doesn't play, you know, this series, the Dodgers played like a scrappy team. I'm sorry. I know that sounds stupid because they're the LA Dodgers.
No, you're right.
But they like the underdog that could. Honestly, the Dodgers probably were. This is not a great version of the Dodgers. The Dodgers were probably worse than the Padres coming into this postseason. But, man, they had a lot of resiliency.
They did, and they did the little things. And the Yankees blew it when the little things mattered. And it was the difference in that fifth inning where the Yankees had a 5-0 lead and melted down and just coughed up five runs. Now, EJ asked, is it the worst thing in sports to watch your team lose a championship and watch another team celebrate on your home field?
Sounds pretty bad. I can't think of anything off the top of my head worse.
I've got a worse one for you, and I'm sorry because it's going to feel a little pointed to some people in the room, and I don't mean to sound that way. I think the worst thing that could happen even more than that, at least you've made it to the championship game.
Right.
Right? And yeah, no moral victories, especially not for the New York freaking Yankees, but at least you've made it to the title, so you've had some good moments along the way. I actually think the worst moment in sports is what you saw last year with Aaron Rodgers. Getting hurt 4 plays into the season, season's over.
They won that game.
They won that game, but then what happened?
So you're saying like a devastating injury
yes.
to a star player, especially
yes.
early in a season.
Yes. And because it changes everything, it changed everything. Mm. And I would put that above losing.
I would put losing. I would actually say it's not even losing. Like, what if you get killed? It's like a 4-0 sweep and the other team wins. What if it's a 13-second scenario? Sorry to bring your Bills up. Like, that seems like the worst. A game you thought you had won and you started celebrating and then you lost. That seems... EJ, would you admit that could be more painful? A playoff game, for example?
I mean, I'm the Mets, Knicks, and Jets fan. Yes, that is also bad. I've been there where you think you're going to win and you lose. I still think if you're in the stadium, you know, in some of these situations, you could be talking about a 1-game scenario, or you could be talking about a game seven. This, of course, was not a game seven. But you're hoping to celebrate a championship, or at least for those Yankee fans out there, to stave off a celebration on your home court, home field, and you blow it, and you got to watch the Dodgers run around and celebrate with their families and hoist a trophy in your stadium, a stadium that's been that's hoisted out 27 World Series or whatever. Like, I think that that's the worst thing that could happen. I can't imagine spending what probably was about $2,000 last night to be in that building to see another team celebrate a championship.
Okay, but you also know walking into that game, you're going into an elimination game. So, you know, yeah, when you're up 5-0.
It's why I would never have picked to go to game five. I'm being honest.
But yeah. That's why, honestly, I think that's the nature of sports. Like, you can't have the high highs without the low lows. You can't. You need the risk, because then when you win, it feels that much better. That's why it's. That's why we spend. That's why we're all doing this, yeah. Because of the high highs and the low lows. Like, EJ, you can't just turn away from them. If you were offered game five, if you were a Yankee fan and offered tickets to that game, like, you got to go. You got to. It's a matter of risking. You know it could end up being completely miserable. By the way, I would hope you turned around and left the stadium instead of waiting until the families got out on the field, EJ. But
yeah, what are you, George Kittle?
I don't sit around. I just want to feel it. There were some people still sitting there. They were, like, spattering a booze when they announced the Dodgers won the championship. I'm like, they're Yankee fans sitting through this? Like, Stephon Diggs on the Arrowhead field watching the Chiefs celebrate? What are they doing?
I saw Donovan McNabb do that once early in his career, sat there and watched the celebration. Yeah, that's a player thing. If you're a fan, you got to get out of that parking lot.
Why?
Unless you're thinking, oh, I got to wait for an hour so it clears.
No, that's a must-leave situation. You're not one of the players. You're not soaking this in so that you get motivation for next year. There's literally nothing you can do that will determine the outcome of the game.
You know who would have
sat the heck out of there?
You know who would have sat through those that whole celebration because they thought they were part of the game?
Yeah.
Those two idiot Yankee fans.
Oh.
They would have been like, you know what, we gotta get better for next year. Next time we're gonna effectively, you know, stop Mookie Betts from catching that ball in the outfield.
Yeah, those two dudes, two clowns.
Gotta D them up.
You know, that's actually we should get their season tickets taken away.
You think?
Well, just doing it should get their season. But the fact that they premeditated it and planned what would we do if the situation comes our way, that means they do it again, guys.
Premeditate. Like a murder. Like a murder.
They're plotting.
Yeah, they definitely do it. Those idiots, they definitely do it again. They'll do worse. I don't like, it's actually not funny. Like, you cannot physically touch a player. Like, I mean, I think all of America would have liked to seen Mookie Betts slug that guy, right? Like, he can't grab his arm.
No, and Mookie was, you know, he took the high road after the game, but obviously.
I'm sorry, by the way.
You know what they should have done? They should have had those guys brought him into the stadium from outside just after the Yankees lost and forced them to watch the post, the Dodgers celebrate.
Like, you know, have their eyes like Clockwork Orange style. One thing you and I got into a little bit before, Mookie Betts, 100% Q rating. I'm sorry. Even if you're a Yankee fan who just got beat by the Dodgers, what is there not to like about Mookie Betts? Plays the right way, super talented, incredible personality. He's the real deal for baseball.
Yeah, you can't insult Yankee fans like that. The guy's a former Red Sox who then just went to the Dodgers, not just, a few years ago, gets traded to the Dodgers and then just beat you in the World Series. You do not have to like that guy.
I think you do. I mean, listen, you're a Yankee fan. What are you, going to buy a Juan Soto mercenary jersey? Like, this is, I don't think, he's a guy that I would be okay losing to. I'm sorry. Yeah, like I would still root for him. Like, because there's not a modern Yankees-Dodgers rivalry. This is the first time they've met in 45 years.
Yeah, but how could you be okay losing to anybody?
Well, okay, like, so last year, my Phillies lost. They were up 3-2 in the LCS, and they lost to the Diamondbacks. I have no problem with any Diamondback player, because I honestly don't remember any of their names.
Yeah, but do you feel like you are okay losing to Mahomes?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, absolutely, because he wasn't a rival. Yeah, and Andy Reid's his coach. Yeah, I had no problem losing to Mahomes. Nobody did. Why would you have a problem losing to Mahomes? If you had lost to the Cowboys, that would be a tragedy.
855-212-4227. We got more from the World Series and a big night in football tonight, too.